broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, buddy, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. That all continues now. This is the broadcast for May 19th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 2 at 2. To protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, our goal. We use the blueprint, the supreme law, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration. It's very simple. Are you going to get involved and help us restore the country? It's been done once and created the best country on the face of the earth. We've lost ground as we've turned our back on God, but we can determine which way we face, can't we? We can repent, we can change, we can work at it, we can grow, we can make a difference. Yeah, one person can and often does make a difference. If you don't believe me, just ask George Washington. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fans are absolutely ticked off, Kurt. They feel like they've been wronged. And I don't know what to say about this.
We're talking about, basically one of those Kanye. Big concert. Yeah, and here's what happened, Sam. I guess, this event was supposed to be broadcast. Now, I don't really have regular TV, so I can't really tell you all about this. But according to ABC censors, this guy named Kanye West, his performances needed to be censored. And so the ABC boys censored him, and they say due to offensive language. And by the way, I guess his deal was five minutes and 18 seconds long. For a full 1 minute and 2 seconds, they just muted that sucker. Now, usually they just kind of go beep, and put in the beep there, whatever
the
word
is. This one was just too egregious. Foul language, the N-word everywhere, to where they just felt like we don't even know what to do except for just block this whole thing out.
Yeah, well, and what you have is you have some people pretty ticked off. They say that, hey, man, we couldn't even really hear it, et cetera. But I'm kind of thinking, man, if fans of this guy get so ticked off about it, I kind of hope they just wake up and say, wait a minute, should I even be, I guess you could say, absorbing this kind of info? But anyway, it just kind of shows you the depths that we've fallen to. When I was born, basically, you couldn't even have married couples in the same bed together on TV. Yeah, you certainly couldn't have said a swear word on TV, etc. But now, man, I'll tell you what, we've come a long way, and there's plenty of places you can get Kanye West, uncensored, I'm sure. You just don't go to ABC for it, I guess, at least. And some ways, ABC's to be commended for something, I guess, about that. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think your point's well taken. I think that the problem in my mind here is we've stooped to immorality low, Kurt, if you will. Fans are furious after ABC, quote, censors. See, I don't think ABC is censoring necessarily. I think ABC has an obligation to society not to peddle porn, to peddle foul language, to promote racism and abuse. I mean, the N-word in there multiple times. Now, why isn't anybody getting mad at Kanye West for using the N-word over and over and over and over? Before it was like, oh, we had a wardrobe mishap. We didn't mean to. Now it's like they're blatantly saying, look, this content's just not appropriate for the public airwaves. And now the battle's on. And to me, the real issue should be ABC and others should triple down against these fans and against Kanye West and a bunch of people and just say, you know what, you people are crazy. We're not going to peddle your smut. We're not going to be part of the promotion of that. We have a stewardship and a responsibility to the American people, and we're not going to simply set that aside on your lie about censorship. We're not censorshipping anything, but we have a right and obligation, to promote family-style programming and to protect the children. And there's an obligation here in the media, Kurt, that they're we've gone completely upside down. Now it's censoring. But yet, if I were to speak out about God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property, they'd be all, feel absolutely happy to censor me. In fact, I couldn't use my government-controlled airwaves to promote religion, see? And all I'm telling you is we've somehow lost the battle because people won't stand up. Where's ABC directly taking on Kanye about this, saying, you know what, sir? You don't have any right to use the N-word over and over and become just this racist thug and you don't have a right to just peddle your smut via our networks. We own them. We're not going to allow you to commandeer us or back us into some, you know, lie about censorship. Okay? They didn't censor him. They just said, we're not going to carry your offensive language. I actually commend them, Kurt.
Yeah, and I'm really kind of surprised, frankly, because I didn't really know any of the big boys even did this kind of stuff anymore. I mean, typically what I see happen when, you know, the few times I end up watching some program, it'll start with some, you know, whatever rating. And then, I guess, you know, basically just all the gloves are off after that. Whereas in the old days, you know, you could pretty much count on TV to say, hey, no, that's not appropriate. It's not going to be here. But today we've stooped to new lows, you know, on a regular basis, I guess.
On one hand, we have, because of Kanye West's abusive performance. But on one hand, I got to give ABC a little bit of credit, Kurt, for shutting that out. Now, I wish they'd be more bold and stand up even further, but at least they didn't just go along.
That's exactly right, and wouldn't it be nice if they just welcome everybody else to say, hey, we apologize for all our mistakes of the past, but we're going to quit doing that kind of stuff, and we're going to bring family broadcasting back to the airwaves, we're going to even team up with people like BYU and all their good programming, et cetera. Wouldn't it be nice?
Imagine, if they were to double down and just go against Kanye and others and say, look, you know what, we're not fond of the Janet Jackson, you know, wardrobe malfunction. We're not fond of you running around with your smut and we're not doing that anymore. So, you know what, and when somebody says one or two people can't make a difference, Kurt, how many people do you think were the ones that made the decision and then did the work to, you know, blank out this abuse, this tirade of belligerent immorality and offensive language? How many people do you think it took to really do that, Kurt? I bet it wasn't very many.
I bet you're right. And wouldn't it be impressive if a guy like Kanye would say, look, you know, we have a daughter. Her name is North, and I always think it's kind of interesting. Her name's Northwest, but anyway.
That doesn't go very well when everything he does goes south. Huh?
You know, good point. And I'm going to, you know, change my ways. I apologize for all the kind of havoc I've created in the past, but I have a voice and I can, produce good stuff, and I'm going to do it. I mean, the guy, if he's got the, vocal cords, et cetera, to do it, he could present good things. And,
I don't know how you reword this phrase.
Be a good example.
But when I was young, I had a math teacher, and he used to put on the board in big letters, cussing is a crutch for conversational cripples. In other words, the phrase was, don't do it in my classroom. And so how do you turn that into the musicians and singing when you say cussing is a crutch for conversational cripples? How would you reword that to make sense? But the point's well taken that, you know, Kanye could do good stuff, Kurt, you know.
He's got that new little baby, Northwest, and, he even says they're going to homeschool the kid. So, I mean, let's homeschool her with some good stuff.
I'd be a little fearful of what that homeschool would look like, but hey.
Yeah.
I know. At least he's not for the government school, that's for sure. I mean, that's a positive.
Yeah, we got to appreciate that. Good point.
All right, well, Hillary lied again, Kurt.
Are you surprised, Sam?
Well, newly released documents indicate that when Hillary Clinton said that she said that she used one email address while she was up there, and well, it isn't true, Kurt. We have proof that she used more.
You know, it kind of lends to the credence to this old joke that they used to say, or they still say, that when is a politician lying? When their lips are moving. But anyway, you know, poor old Hillary, she's caught in the trap again, you know.
But when it's you so say poor Hillary, though.
I'm just joking.
It's not really a trap, Kurt. In fact, I think it's a great way to keep her in the media and keep her presidential aspirations live and well. In fact, some people are claiming now they don't care what Hillary does because she will be the first woman president. It's kind of like they didn't care what Obama would do because, you know what, it'll be the first black man to ever grace the Oval Office, and so therefore it's justifiable. Now they're doing the same thing on the woman idea, Kurt. Do you think Hillary will be the next president?
I sure pray that it doesn't end that way.
While Hillary's lying about emails, the rest of the American people, at least the younger generation, they're trying to figure out how to get out of this crazy debt. We'll talk about it.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the discussion on students, ladies and gentlemen. I guess students are really struggling when they go to college, Kurt. It's out of control.
Well, Sam, but there's a lot of easy money to be had when you're a student.
And, it ain't easy to money to be had when you got to pay it back, bro.
I know. It reminds you of the, at least it reminds me of the whole mortgage bubble kind of thing that we had a while back.
Where or the credit card fiasco. Hey, man,
well, yeah, you know, you basically anybody with a heartbeat or maybe even without one could borrow almost anything on a house because, hey, it was the American dream and the government wanted to make sure everybody could have a home, you know.
Yeah, and they just created massive moral hazards, what they did, Kurt.
That's right. And I believe we've done basically the same thing. We couple it with this push for, quote, education that, you know, in some ways, certainly the right kind of education is nothing to be, not embraced, if you will. But, you know, the wrong kind where we basically make other people pay for it, etc. And then, in some cases, we actually, make the students, you know, kind of ante up. I'm grateful, at least in some cases, that these are loans and not just grants. But the bottom line is, student loan debt has soared. They say 325% in the last 10-year period, rose to $1.13 billion. Trillion. Far more than the $880 billion that they owe on their credit cards. That's what people owe on their credit cards. They say about 1.8 million students are graduating this spring, and the 70% who have a student loan owe an average of 27 grand. So, Sam, they're telling you the good news here, and that is that there's 30% of them that don't have a loan. And so, you know, you can do this whole thing about going through college, etc., and, not go into debt. Now, they do say that one of the problems, at least that I read down in this story, is that college tuition has increased 1,180% since they started keeping records back in 78, but food costs have only gone up 240%. So something's a little wacky there. What do you say the cause for this kind of high price of education is?
Well, there's several points. One, the cost of high price. See, if the government bought everybody food, like they're giving everybody an education, Kurt, through grants and loans and everything else, then food would have gone up that much too, Kurt.
Yeah. And I submit they do buy a lot of it, and that's one of the reasons it goes up.
Oh, yeah. But just imagine if they said there's a chicken in every pot for everybody here. I'm telling you is whenever the government gets involved in something and manipulates the prices, it's a disaster, number one. Number two, there's been really no efforts to reduce the cost of education, Kurt. I mean, a couple of private schools and a couple of individuals have maybe worked on it. I'm not saying nobody. Khan Academy's done a great job to bring down the cost of education. In recent times, people are making an effort. But in the past, there's been no downward pressure on education. It was kind of like, well, education is the most important thing. Anything is justifiable if you get an education, because if you don't, man, you're just going to be ignorant running around. And that fear kind of just created this upward push on the price of education. But now it's about to be the last straw breaks the back kind of thing. And that's what we're facing. And so now kind of the mother of invention is necessity. There's a necessity to get educated and reduce the cost in doing so. But I'm convinced that part of the issue is, Kurt, this lie that you've got to have government at the helm of education for it to be successful. You got to go get a 4-year degree or a master's degree or whatever through the standard collegiate channels. And if you don't, you're just an idiot. If you don't, you're just, there's just no hope for you. This
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, if you don't, you could be a janitor, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Although there's 115,000 of those janitors with college degrees,
what's up with that?
Just being janitors.
The problem is that there's nothing wrong with being a janitor, first of all.
Good point. But you shouldn't have to have all that college loan debt to be a janitor.
Well, and that's kind of the problem, is that we reward all the wrong professions. We act like the only way to success is a collegiate kind of experience or whatever. And I'm convinced 9 times out of 10, we need less schooling, not more. And I don't mean that you shouldn't have a life learning goal in your life. I don't mean that you shouldn't forever learn. And I don't mean that you shouldn't take continuing education in your given field. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to progress and learn secular and spiritual truths, because I think you should. What I challenge is this idea that you got to go to a big old overgrown government campus, spend a gazillion dollars on this education that 9 times out of 10, you ask anybody in any given profession, they say, well, your degree's not going to help you much. That's not how the real world works out here. So you got to go get your government type certification, permission, whatever you want to say. And then you got to go get the real world experience. The real world experience is what drives your ability to really perform in the workplace anyway. And that's kind of the problem that I have with it, is that I'm not against education, but I am against this idea that, hey, one size fits all for education. If you don't get a college degree, you're virtually a nobody. You mean you didn't go get your college degree? Man, your chances of even like feeding your family are zero. Okay, these ideas, these lies that have been put in place, and then this continued backing of only one channel for solutions. I'll give you a quick example. You know, my kids graduate from high school in 3 years, Kurt, not four.
Very good, Sam.
And there's a reason they do so, is because when you put in all the, you know, sports and art classes and a lot of the fluff education stuff. Now, a lot of people would say, Sam, you're wrong, that's important. I don't deny that it's important. The question is, it's important at what expense? And sometimes we put such a great importance on it, the kids come out of school, they know how to dance, they know how to sing, they know how to play soccer and basketball and football, and they know how to, but they don't know how to balance a checkbook, and they don't know how to get a job. Okay, we've somehow put too much weight on some of these other things to, in my opinion, the demise of the core, if you will. And I don't mean common core. I'm talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic, the way they used to think about education. And so the problem is we've now set it up to where, hey, you pretty much hang out in school for your 4 years because, well, it's only real 3 years of hard work per se. You take off every summer and you get every weekend off and you do this for, and then you go to college and do the same thing for another 4 years. You've got to get a bachelor's degree, 4 years of high school, 4 years of a bachelor's degree that usually takes 5, 8, 9 years. I'm convinced you could take that education. You could get rid of all the agenda backed by the government, which means, you know, we're going to teach you about sex. We're going to teach you about, you know, ethics. I mean, imagine learning ethics from your government. Okay. I mean, it's just, wow. And you could streamline that education to focus on reading, writing, and arithmetic, and then skills relating to your profession, whatever that be. And you could take that 8 years of schooling, Kurt, and you could double down and get it done in probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the most years. You could chop that in half easy. And you could also find ways to do it with online capabilities and distance learning, and the list goes on and on. You could probably chop the length of education in half. In other words, workers in the workforce much earlier. And you could probably reduce the cost by way more than half. Probably 5 times, 10 times the decrease in cost, where it costs now anywhere from 10 grand to several hundred thousand, depending on what you're doing. You could reduce that cost big time. But see, there's a whole ecosystem grown up around government education. And licensing and permissions and regulations and certifications, and to where it'll be very hard to dismantle this stuff. But we need to at some point be realistic about the expenditures and about what we can do. When student debt rises 325% in only 10 years, at some point you say, man, this is a broken system big time. And the only way to fix it is to get government out of the middle of it and let the private sector find solutions. That, in my opinion, is the real key. Is education good? Yes. Is our key to education right now the way to go? Certainly not. In fact, let's talk about job growth in seconds on the other side. Where is the most likely place to get a job after you get out of that collegiate debt system, huh? Well, some folks did a study on it. We'll tell you about it on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Listener TZ chimes in and says, poor Bill and Hillary Clinton, they're only billionaires. I guess they've raised like $30 million in the last 16 months alone, Kurt.
You know, well, so in government service, struggling. You know, it's just, yeah, you know, I mean, there's, it is tough there. Now, before
on another
we
note,
the,
on another note, TZ emails in about this education thing, Kurt, and says, in The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow wanted a brain. All he got was a degree, but at least he didn't have to go in debt for it. The problem is too many employers ask for a piece of paper when they really should be considered with skills. And then he says, yeah. Education's easy now. You got the internet. Back when I was a kid learning, all we had was libraries. So there you go, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. And just before we go on to the jobs thing, you know, when you look at this whole I guess you could say idea of an education without debt. Mr. A buddy of ours in the whole radio world, Mr. Dave Ramsey, has been a leader in kind of promoting that whole idea. And I was thinking when I went to his website, I thought, wouldn't it be cool if he actually promoted the idea of governments getting out of debt, you know, like state, county, city, all that kind of stuff. Well, he does have a link for government, you know, on his website, but it's basically his effort to work with, for example, government employees saying that they have, you know, stress, et cetera, over money. But what I'm hoping that he'll do is add a whole section for, hey, cities and, you know, towns and states and even the federal and world governments to get out of debt.
You expect him to take on a lot, Kurt, I'll tell you what.
Well, anyway, I mean, he could do it, but I like his ideas, and they certainly can fit for governments as well.
Amen.
But anyway, this
job growth
new story, Yeah. The headline reads, job growth twice as high in red states. Now, red typically means, you know, you're in the red, you're in the black, you know,
well,
that kind
of
thing.
Well, in the red would be dead, Kurt. And usually red's a symbol for communism, too, isn't it, Kurt?
That's right. And yet they call red states the ones that are, what, the
Republican, Kurt.
Republican for red and blue or whatever, the Democrats. But anyway, they say, well, a lot of people in these red states are the ones that get jobs, and people that don't are the ones that are stuck in those blue state models. Now you ask,
Kurt, what
why,
do you want a job for?
Good point. I mean, typically when you got government, you don't need that. But anyway, they say, why are these red states, you know, getting richer and the blue states getting poorer? Well, they say these evil red states, they've got things like low tax rates, right-to-work laws, light regulation, and pro-energy development policies.
By the way, light regulation is kind of a relative term, Kurt.
Yeah, well, light compared to real heavy, you know. blue state, by the way, model, they say, is based on high levels of government spending, high income tax rates on the rich, generous welfare benefits, forced union requirements, higher minimum wage laws, restrictions on oil and gas drilling. Now, by the way, Sam, did you know there's 9 states that don't have an income tax?
I didn't know that, but I wish
few,
I lived
I
in
just
one
didn't
of them.
Know there, yeah. Anyway, they say with this no income tax, these 9 states, by the way, gained an average of 3.7% of their population from domestic migration. That means people,
yeah, that means
from
people
America
bailing from New York
there.
And other places. Kurt, yeah. Would you rather live in a state without a property tax or without an income tax?
Both. Anyway, they they led Nevada.
Kurt, I hate
led
to break it to you. They ain't got one of those,
migration.
Though.
I know, but it could happen. You know, I mean, competition, right, Sam? Anyway, they say Nevada led this deal with 9.1%, and then Wyoming followed it up. The 9 states with the highest income taxes, they lost an average of 2% of their population. Yeah, New York lost 7.5%. New Jersey, 5.6. They were leading the losers, if you will. Of the nation's 4 largest states, between 90 and 2014, the jobs growth rate in red states, Florida and Texas, by the way, was nearly triple the growth in the blue states. That's California and New York. I mean, it seems like they'd figure it out, Sam. I mean, do you want to give them any counsel?
Well, I like your competition counsel, personally, Kurt. If you really want to focus on a single solution, hey, remember it's a competition scenario. And I don't mean a competition of how you can use government coffers to woo socialists. I'm talking about competition in that we provide the most, what's the word I'm looking
freedom?
For? Appropriate climate, the most effective parameters for growth of business. And prosperity of families. And that would be low regulation, simple guidelines, clear expectations, a level playing field. You go on and on, and there is a proper limited role for government to play in all that, Kurt. And then, hey, just lower taxes. I would love to find the first state that would have no property tax and no income tax. So far, there's not one of them. And I can't decide. Would you rather have a state with a property tax or an income tax if you had to have one of them, Kurt?
Well,
like in Utah, we have both,
state,
right?
Yeah.
So which one would you get rid of if you had the chance?
Just imagine if a state said, look, you know, we're going to make it so that you don't even have an income tax, a federal income tax, if you're here in our state. And what you do, we're going to have one tax, and it's basically a transaction tax. And we'll pay the federal government what they say we owe, as long as they're on good behavior. Man, I'll tell you what, you'd see that state just
oh, you
grow
totally
like
would.
Leaps and bounds.
But if you could get rid of one, would you get rid of income tax or property tax, Kurt? If I put up a bill or a vote that just said, hey,
that is a hard deal, you know, isn't it? You know, I mean, which would you do?
I would probably get rid of the income tax first. Not that I endorse property tax in any way by that statement. However, my likelihood, I believe, if I can get rid of the income tax and I'm not choked on the prosperity side of the equation, I think I could do more good that way, Kurt. Both of them are evil. I don't support any of them at all. I'm just telling you that if I could get rid of one, I'd probably pick the income tax. I don't think either of them are justifiable, and I think both of them choke real prosperity. Both of them tip the lever of government out of whack from the citizenry. There is a proper role of appropriate support of the legitimate functions of government, but either of those taxes totally, in my view, flip that on its head. So I have a problem with it. But if I had to get rid of one, I'd probably start with the income tax, because if I can earn more and not be abused on doing that, then I can work harder. And if I work harder, then I can eventually push for other changes as well. All right, Kurt.
Charles chimes in and, sounds off on this whole education. He says, education is a trap. It's so expensive now, you almost have to get a loan. Then you're on the hook with Big Bro. I wrote back, there are ways to do it without debt. He says, I'm convinced Gov is putting pressure on employers to only hire people with college degrees. I've been seeing it
He's absolutely right.
My profession. Yeah, good point,
He's
Charles.
Right, Kurt. And I think Charles is in the IT field, if I'm not mistaken, and I see the same thing.
Yes, you're right.
Where I work, Kurt, it's very tough. And again, this has to do with the regulation and the certificates and the forcing of government school and this debt on people. I think it's really a problem, and I would agree with TZ, who says, hey, we got to focus on people's skill sets, not on their government papers. And I think that's really the truth. All right, I guess, this next story, pro-life students, starts the headline. And I just want to say, isn't this an example of one or two or three or a group of people eventually can do something, Kurt?
Yeah, that's exactly why I wanted to bring it up, Sam. Because we get told quite often, not by everybody, but every so often, that's, hey, man, it's just like swinging at windmills. You might as well just give her up, you know. And yet, this WorldNet Daily piece.
Fork in it, Bushman. Fork in it. You know, they do that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, stop
that's right.
already.
This WorldNet Daily piece says, hey, pro-life students win battle to form a club. And I guess the subheadline, victory at high schools after rejection by officials. Imagine young people doing this. Students Bridget
now, Kurt,
O'Keefe,
why do you think this changed?
Yes. Well, because they kept working on it.
You mean
you
people
think?
Got involved and they didn't fall for the lie that
they
can't do anything?
Yeah, that's right.
You're saying this girl named Bridget?
Yeah, Bridget O'Keefe at Fargo North and Katie McPherson at Davies High needed the help of lawyers at the Thomas More Society with their initial applications that were rejected by school officials, by the way. But, they went ahead and they got some help from the good guys, and now they got Students for Life going on, and they can protect these babies and their mothers.
And I think, just so you know, when they say one person can't do anything, I think that one baby they save is going to be absolutely thankful.
Amen to that.
Speaking of the one, the power of one, ladies and gentlemen. We can make a difference. It's a call to action, folks.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared. Be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event. Children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So this is very interesting. I'm sure grateful that these couple of girls, Katie and who's the other one?
Well, you've got, two girls there. Bridget and Katie.
And I'm grateful Bridget and Katie, two single individuals who believed they could make a difference, didn't fall for the lie that one person can't do anything. And these pro-life students have helped win a battle to form a club. They call it Club Victory after the government officials said, no, you can't have it. Then they worked hard and changed it, Kurt. What a great example.
And those government officials weren't very pro-choice, were they? Because these students were choosing life. They call it Students for Life. And this one that's the president of Students for Life, she wrote, going public with pro-life beliefs is not easy. But while we have seen a trend of high school administrators not recognizing the legal right of pro-life students to have their clubs, we've also seen a trend of really young pro-lifers not afraid to speak out on behalf of those hurt by abortion, pre-born babies, and their mothers. Oh, that's a girl, Kristen Hawkins. Now, you know, you hear that and you think, now there's a presidential material.
She's not running around anyway, wondering how she can destroy life with her body, is she, Kurt?
No, sir. And, you know, there's more to the World Net Daily piece that we'd highly recommend. But she also wrote, just this semester alone. Now, think about how this small little group, you know, that may feel like they're hardly making a difference. But she says, just this semester alone, we've been helping students in California, Michigan, Illinois, Idaho, Washington State, Virginia, North Dakota, and Iowa start their Students for Life clubs. In every corner of the nation, high school students are standing up for their free speech rights, which should be encouraging for the pro-life movement, the future of making abortion unthinkable, and making sure every woman facing an unplanned crisis pregnancy has the support and resources she needs to choose life for her child is a bright one.
Amen.
And then she says, a terrifying prospect for abortion advocates. In this way, we will end abortion in our nation.
You know, you got to dig it, ladies and gentlemen. What an example these girls are to young women who, in my humble opinion, I'm grateful for, and I wish we could do our... I wish Americans would help prosper their efforts, because one becomes two, then becomes the few, and pretty soon you have the many making a difference, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it takes. Now, the mainstream press wrote a headline about Jeb Bush, Kurt, and then Sam Bushman rewrote it. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
Jeb Bush wants Americans or American citizens to show respect for illegal aliens. George Bush wants American citizens to show respect for
Jeb,
illegal.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeb. For illegal aliens. So do you have any idea what I would write, Kurt?
Let's see.
I put my name instead of his.
All right.
Sam Bushman. Then I just changed the story around a little bit, or the headline, Kurt. Sam Bushman wants illegal aliens to show respect for American citizens.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeb Bush wants American citizens to show respect to illegal aliens. And Sam Bushman wants illegal aliens to show respect for American citizens. See, we've got our whole viewpoint just topsy-turvy, Kurt. Now, I'm not saying that
that's
we don't need to be
point.
Kind and decent to people. We do.
Right.
But remember, these are illegals here, Kurt. They're not here legally. They're breaking the law.
Just like a bank robber would be an illegal individual inside the bank.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, I don't know that I mean, I ought to be kind to the robber. I don't think I should try to, like, be evil.
Yeah.
But I think that the robber ought to show a little more respect.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying it's just interesting to me how everything that our leadership says is just completely backwards, Kurt. I want people to be kind to people in general. But I also want people to show respect and not break the law wherever they are.
Great point.
All right, a family is horrified, Kurt. They weren't playing duck, duck, goose, but close.
Let's see.
You got these nine ducklings in the news, Kurt. That's why.
Oh,
it's not really duck, duck, goose.
So what happened was, I guess, you know, somebody was coming over to mow their lawn, and this family, you know, basically had these, little ducks out there. And I guess this individual just decided to turn his lawnmower right on top of these little ducks, and you know they watched as they they were ducks no more, you could say. And yet I find this interesting. This guy's apparently going to be doing some jail time. I don't know if they'll give him the capital punishment that he inflicted on the ducks, but it's interesting. Along with the choice kind of idea of killing babies, that's all cool. But this,
you can't kill the ducks, buddy. I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. We're not for killing ducks, by the way.
No.
We're just showing how ironic it is to be that worried about the ducks when they're not that worried about the millions of babies that are murdered under pro-choice lies. God,
this guy was arrested and he's charged with 9 counts of animal cruelty by the Palm Beach County Animal Care and Control. They say the lawnmower appeared, said the blades on the mower were up, lifted above the grass. In an instant, the blades went down and a flurry of feathers, bones, and small beaks went flying into the air.
Ooh. See, we're not happy about that, folks. I'd be horrified also.
You don't want to employ this guy as your lawnmower anymore.
I guess not.
He Although got a $27,000 bail.
He's the Kevorkian lawnmower guy.
Yeah. Well, he could have said he's just kind of saving the planet from overpopulation. But anyway, I
bet
guess he got him in
right
there
now,
on
Kurt, with all the
$27,000 bail on this animal cruelty charges. And yet we've heard of some cruelty to animals being done, by governments themselves, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah, our buddy Steve Engel had his geese up there. The government's being mean to his geese, that's for sure.
Right.
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. All right, I guess spiders are in the news, Kurt. They're falling from the sky?
Well, yeah, I guess you got over in, New Zealand, somewhere.
It's like Australia.
All right, Australia. But anyway, I guess at certain times of the year, they've got all these, flying spiders it's kind of a scary, they call it New South Wales town of Goulburn, and they've got these invasion of spiders. They call them beautiful, but annoying. The whole place was covered in these little black spiderlings. When they looked up at the sun, it was like this tunnel of webs going up for a couple of hundred meters into the sky. They call it ballooning, and it's usually used by baby spiders. And it sees these arachnoids climb to the top of tall vegetation before they release a silk balloon. And they are carried by the wind, with their silk balloon. They say these spiders have been recorded traveling up to 3 kilometers using this method. They can literally travel for, well, they say kilometers, so I'd say miles. But anyway, that's what's going on. In case you want to see it, you've got to head to New South Wales.
And I guess they're calling it angel hair, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, it's like this white stuff.
Yeah. Now, you thought that was a pasta, Kurt, but oh, how wrong you are, my friend.
No, yeah, you want to stay away from this kind of angel hair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before the end of the hour, I want to get to this. I guess a sheriff says, hey, man, I'm sure glad that guy the deputy shot was white, because, man, not a racist comment, I don't know what it is.
It's a crazy World Net Daily piece, but the headline, sheriff, I'm glad suspect shot by a deputy is white. And the sub-headline, crime rising as police fear enforcing law on blacks. And this is a Kentucky sheriff, by the way.
It ain't our buddy Denny Payman, though.
Ed Mattingly. He's in Nelson County. And he says, we're glad that he's white. Talking about this shooting of a suspect by a deputy. And, he says he was asked by the potential, they call it backlash. Maybe we should call it blacklash from the community. And says we shouldn't have to be worried about that because the guy's white in this case. So anyway.
Yeah, and those white people, I mean, they're evil. They won't even like riot or anything.
Yeah. They don't.
I don't know what's going on around here.
Buildings and stuff.
They won't even destroy anything. They won't murder
anybody.
They do
quote our buddy Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson and saying that the race has come to dominate coverage of police shootings, even when it has nothing to do with the case.
I couldn't agree with Jesse more.
Good job, Jesse.
Yeah. He's right, Kurt.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Good point.
All right. Well, I'm not really sure what to think about it, except for all I can tell you is this. There's people emailing me about property tax versus income tax.
Uh-huh.
And I know people are advocating for one or the other, but I just say it's a debate that I'm willing to have on the radio. Somebody wants to come on and tell me how we can abolish income tax, and somebody else wants to promote abolishment of property tax. I just welcome the abolishment parade is all I'm telling you. Come on. We could have rallies everywhere. We could just, decrease taxes on all fronts. I'm not advocating that I'm for either of the taxes. I'm just telling you, you got to make a judgment call if you have the chance to get rid of one. Which would you get rid of? Just a serious question for you to consider. I agree with Kurt on the both statement for sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2 hours in the can. You want to turn your voice? I'm sorry. You want to turn your phone into a radio? You miss Sam's voice? You miss Kurt Crosby? All right, here's how you do it. 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Now to donate, would you please? We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.